Okay, let's unpack this. Today we're doing a deep dive into a really compelling story about transformation. How a primary healthcare center, really up against a serious ticking clock, managed to take something totally unexpected, a vacant retail building.
Right, not your usual starting point for a clinic.
Not at all. And turn it into a fully functioning, modern medical facility.
It's a fantastic example of adaptive reuse.
Mm.
You know, taking an existing structure and fundamentally changing its purpose.
Yeah.
Especially in healthcare, that's high stakes.
Absolutely. And the source material we're looking at today is a case study. It walks through this specific project and it highlights the role played by Page Healthcare.
Yeah, and our mission here is really to figure out what made this work. What were the big challenges? I mean, they must have faced quite a few.
Oh, for sure.
And what were the clever solutions they came up with? And you know, how did they navigate those constraints like that deadline and the initial budget limits to actually pull this off?
Right. It really shows how sometimes constraints can drive innovation, especially in something like healthcare infrastructure.
Exactly. Necessity is the mother of invention, as they say.
It really is.
Yeah.
So get ready, because we're going to discover the nuts and bolts behind this pretty significant renovation and relocation effort. This was for the J.C. Lewis Health Center down in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
So setting the scene. The J.C. Lewis Health Center, they needed a new main clinic site. Their existing lease was coming up for renewal, and the clock was seriously ticking.
That urgency, that's the critical starting point here, isn't it? They had just 16 months.
16 months.
Think about that. 16 months to find a place, buy it, design a whole new facility, or figure out a conversion like this, and then actually get it built. That's a huge amount of pressure.
Yeah, immense pressure. And the solution they landed on, it wasn't the typical path. They acquired a vacant retail building.
Right.
It was located sort of on the edge of the Oglethorpe Mall campus there in Savannah.
Okay, so definitely not purpose-built for healthcare. The case study says it used to be the Thompson Trophy Shop.
That's the one. Thompson Trophy Shop. Built back in the early 80s.
Okay.
And it was originally like a flex space. Part retail, part warehouse, maybe some basic offices in there. About 14,000 square feet, roughly.
So, not tiny, but definitely not designed for the demands of, say, exam rooms and dental suites.
Exactly. And interestingly, Page Healthcare, the firm we mentioned, they actually came into the picture after the building had already been acquired by J.C. Lewis.
Ah, okay, so they weren't involved in the initial selection.
Doesn't seem like it. According to the case study, one of their first moves was asking for all the background docs. Like, how did the center decide this was the right building?
Right, show us the homework.
Yeah, and what was in that initial study that said, yes, it's actually possible to convert this specific building for outpatient health use.
That makes sense. That kind of due diligence, even after the fact, is telling. Page Healthcare needed to get up to speed fast and basically validate that core decision, choosing this non-traditional building.
Mm-hmm.
The main goal was clear, though. Take this retail shell, this trophy shop, and turn it into a working outpatient clinic, a classic adaptive reuse project.
But here's where it gets, you know, really interesting. Because turning a trophy shop into a clinic isn't just putting up some new walls.
Oh, absolutely not.
The central challenge was exactly that. The building was never designed with healthcare in mind. This went way beyond just like an interior refresh.
It required significant, almost fundamental changes. We're talking major work on-site utilities.
Like water and power.
Exactly. Water, sewer, and especially power. The demands for a clinic are just vastly different from a retail store. Think about all the equipment.
Right. X-rays, dental chairs, lab equipment.
Precisely. And then there were structural upgrades needed for the superstructure, basically strengthening the building's mainframe.
Why was that so crucial? Just the weight.
Weight is part of it, yeah. Medical equipment can be heavy, but also healthcare layouts need flexibility for future changes, maybe adding heavier equipment later. And the building codes themselves for healthcare facilities are much, much stricter than for retail.
Hmm.
Safety, accessibility, systems. It's a whole different ballgame.
That makes total sense. The demands are just on another level.
They really are.
And this is where Page Healthcare's program management role really became vital, right? They had to guide J.C. Lewis through effectively reprogramming the space.
Yeah, rethinking everything from the ground up almost. Mm-hmm. Developing a design strategy that handled both the interior build-out and those really tricky exterior and structural fixes.
And money was tight, at least initially.
Right. The case study mentions the client had limited financial resources to start with. So Page Healthcare's advice here was really key. Design the project with future expansion built into the plan from day one. Don't just build for today.
Okay, so how do you do that? How do you design for future expansion when you don't have the money now?
Well, that's where the phased approach came in. It's a smart strategy. They split the project into two distinct phases.
Phase one and phase two.
Exactly. Phase one was designed to get them operational with the essential services, maximizing what they could achieve with the initial funds available.
Okay, so phase one specifically, the target was to accommodate at least 12 exam rooms.
Right.
And 4 dental operatories. So a solid starting point.
A very solid start. And phase two had a clear plan ready to go. Add 6 more exam rooms and 2 additional dental operatories later, you know, when more funding might materialize.
Gotcha.
And Page Healthcare really leaned on their experience here, their expertise in adaptive reuse, to figure out how to squeeze the absolute most value out of both the budget they had and that specific retail footprint.
And they facilitated those key physical improvements you mentioned earlier, fixing the utilities, strengthening the building's frame, boosting the power capacity.
Yes, those shell building improvements were absolutely foundational.
I can imagine just getting the right electrical capacity into an old retail building for modern medical gear is a huge undertaking on its own.
It absolutely is. You often need new transformers, upgraded panels, totally new distribution systems. Those improvements were what enabled the center to eventually fit and support that wide range of services they needed.
Which included primary care.
Mm-hmm. Optometry, pharmacy, dentistry, behavioral health, a lab, plus space for admin, and of course all the background stuff like storage and building utilities.
Wow. It's quite the list. Quite a transformation from a place selling trophies.
Right. To a place providing comprehensive health care for the community. It's impressive.
Now here's a really interesting twist. Something happened during construction. J.C. Lewis Health got some extra funding.
Yeah, this was a key turning point. They received additional federal funding through a grant from HRSA, that's the Health Resources and Services Administration.
Okay.
Getting unexpected funding like that, especially during construction, that's a potential game changer. It immediately brings up the question, okay, how do we best use this right now?
And the impact was pretty significant, wasn't it?
Huge. This new funding meant that phase two, the planned expansion, could actually be initiated and incorporated while phase one was still underway.
Oh, wow. So they didn't have to wait.
Exactly. They didn't have to open with just phase one, operate for a while, and then go through the disruption of building out phase two later on.
That's incredible for efficiency. And for patient care, right? No need for construction noise and dust after opening.
Precisely. They could integrate the second phase right away, which meant the center could open its doors with the full program, the complete vision originally planned across both phases, ready to go from day one.
That's fantastic. So the ultimate result was the center opened, fully built out, allowing them to immediately see more patients in the Savannah community.
Yes, it maximized their capacity right from the start.
Yeah.
And it really speaks to the value of having an experienced partner involved. You know, Page Healthcare mentions having over 2.6 million square feet of healthcare experience. That kind of background helps you pivot quickly and effectively when opportunities like that grant arise.
Yeah, that experience must have been crucial in managing that midstream change.
Definitely. Knowing how to integrate that new scope without derailing the whole project timeline too much.
So looking back at this deep dive, what really stands out is, I think, the sheer ingenuity required here. Taking a vacant retail store.
Something completely different.
And successfully transforming it into a comprehensive primary healthcare center and doing it all under those initial constraints, the tight deadline, and the budget limitations.
Yeah, the core takeaway for me is how that strategic planning, having expert guidance, especially in the tricky parts of adaptive reuse, and then having the flexibility to capitalize on unexpected opportunities like that HRSA grant, can really overcome some serious challenges in facility development. Ultimately, it's about serving those vital community needs.
It really makes you appreciate the vision it takes, doesn't it? To look at an unconventional building, something that seems worlds away from healthcare, like a trophy shop, and see its potential, to see how it could become a place for healing and care.
It really does. And it raises a broader question, I think, for communities everywhere.
Yeah.
What other non-traditional buildings are just sitting there, vacant? Maybe overlooked strip malls, old warehouses, former big box stores. Could they potentially be repurposed? Could they be brought back to life to address critical needs, like improving access to healthcare or other essential services?
That's a really powerful thought to end on, looking at our built environment with fresh eyes, maybe.
Exactly. Seeing potential where we might not have looked before.